So you've left Preston North End, as we know, being promoted to the Championship. You're dropping down a division back into League One again. Why are you staying at League One and not fancying it in the Championship?
Well, I thought it was best for my family at the time to come back, and after speaking to the chairman and the manager and seeing where their vision is for Scunthorpe and where they're going with it, it was too good an opportunity to not come back and to be a part of that, as well as killing two birds with one stone and bringing my family, which is brand new, back over to this side.
Paul?
Yeah, logistics obviously play a big part. What are you most looking forward to about joining the club?
It's seeing where we can go from where we are now. It's seeing what players are going to get brought in to push the club forward and to step us onto the next level.
What about that ambition? What's impressed you about it? What have they told you? Have they set any particular demands and standards for next season, Scott?
No, nothing's been made. I think it's just a general understanding that of the way it's going to go, pushed by the calibre of players that they seem to be talking about, the ones that they're interested in talking to and who they're going for. That are coupled with the fact that they're having brand new facilities made and the new stadium just to top it off.
What kind of team do you think the manager, Mark Robbins, and Peter Swan, the chairman, is building at Scunthorpe United?
I think he's building one to really compete in the league and to get into the Championship within the next couple of years.
What about you as a player? Because City fans, Hull City fans, will remember you as that young lad, a few games you played for the Tigers before you went off to play elsewhere in the country. How have you developed as a player, would you say?
I think I've just honed my own skills and my own natural ability and what was given to me, and that's my pace more than anything. I like to get up and down, as I hope people can remember from the brief time I was there. I like to attack, I like to contribute that way, but most importantly, I like to contribute to clean sheets.
What about the experience elsewhere? Because you've played around a bit, you've played at Barnsley and Preston amongst the clubs you've played for. What have been the highs in your career since you left Hull City?
As I said, this season was one of them, is getting promoted, but also representing Gibraltar and playing at places, playing against the world champions Germany at the Nürburgring, and it was absolutely fantastic to do that.
Tell me about the international, because I suspect, dare I say, if you don't mind me saying, I suspect that it wasn't expected that you'd be an international in your career. So how much of a surprise was it that you could actually represent Gibraltar?
Well, I always knew growing up, obviously, I know my own mother's history and where my grandparents lived, and the fact that they got UEFA statership was absolutely fantastic and something I didn't even think twice about doing. It's like you say, it was never going to come round again for me, England. I was in no illusions of that, so I was more than happy to jump at the chance.
Paul?
Fantastic. Talk to me about what it was like to play against the world champions, Scott.
It was absolutely fantastic. It was one of those games where you go into it and you would have thought that maybe a few nerves had been kicking about with the lads and maybe even myself, but it wasn't. Everybody was fantastic at the time, and it was all inspiring just to be a part of that and to see them coming out as world champions to the home fans. And like I say, it was brilliant to be a part of it.
I love the fact that when you see the sort of team picture of the Gibraltar lineup, it tends to put the careers of the players underneath. You get sort of car salesman, bricklayer and bank manager, and then you get you, professional footballer. Are you looked up to? Are you a bit of a star? You know, are you the kind of the John Terry of that team, the star of the team, Scott, given that you are a professional footballer and playing week in, week out?
No, not at all. It's everybody's on an equal par there. I'm just very fortunate that I've had the footballing knowledge and the footballing upbringing that I've done in England. Unfortunately, in Gibraltar, the lads haven't been given that chance yet because it's such a fledgling nation. They haven't had the coaching to put along with their own natural talent.
And what about Scunthorpe United? What do you see as being a realistic ambition for the Iron next season, given the fact that you're one of three signings already made, and we'll talk about one of them in a second or two? What would be a reasonable ambition for you as a player at Scunthorpe next season?
Personally, without us being given anything, I would like us to be in the playoffs. I'd like us to put a foundation down straight away at the beginning of the season. We don't want anything to do with us having to bed in the new team, which is going to be a lot of new players coming in, but I don't see that as an excuse. I see us being able to push on and to really grab hold of it and really have a go at it and see where we can get.
How much the signing of Jack King earlier this week, a teammate of yours at Preston, how much was that influenced your decision, or perhaps you signing influenced him?
I don't think either or is influenced. I think it's always brilliant when you know somebody going into the club. I'm also very good friends with Stephen Dawson. And seeing him sign there, you immediately know what type of players they're hoping to attract and where they think the league is going to go. They're not just going to to keep their status in the league. They're going to actually push it.
And given the fact you obviously captain and play for Gibraltar, can Scunthorpe United fans expect not so much games to be called off due to international duty, but will that affect the games that you can play, or do the games tend to... Can you avoid missing games for your club side to go off and play for Gibraltar?
I'll avoid missing any club games as much as possible, like I did at Preston. And it, at the end of the day, I know who pays my wages. I know where my bread's buttered, and that is at Scunthorpe United. So I'll be trying my best to not miss any games, because at the end of the day, the last thing I want to do is to be in a team and come out of it due to international, and then to lose my place. Along with that, if me coming out of the team disrupts it, and we could end up losing a bit of form. So hopefully it won't come to that.
Scott, good to speak to you. A couple of final questions. Were you at Hull City with Paul McShane, or had you left the club by then?
No, I'd left the club by then. He was part of the latter part of it.
From an outsider looking in, are you surprised City have... I mean, you play, obviously, both defenders. Are you surprised that City have released Paul McShane after 7 years?
I am, yeah. Very, very surprised. I think I heard one of the listeners saying that he was one of the hardest workers in the team. I think that's always a given with somebody like him. And going into the Championship, you need that sort of rugged defender who's going to put his body on the line, who's going to stick his head where other people don't want to. So it is a surprise, but I'm sure the manager has his reasons, and I'm sure we'll let everybody know that.